We have yet another joy to celebrate this morning, and that is to welcome seven new members into our midst, to let you get to meet them and know them and join with me and welcome them into our congregation. So I'm going to read their names, and as I do, I'm going to invite them to come forward to stand here and be first facing me, and then I'll let them let you have a word with them as well. But on this morning, we are very happy to welcome into our congregation Bob Coulter, Nancy Sigalas, Chris Davidson, David Wagner, Carol Wagner, Brian Connor, and Jennifer Connor. Good morning, guys. Please speak for just a minute, and I'll let you talk to those guys. I've had a chance to speak with all of you as you've been on your journey to membership here. I just want to extend my first personal welcome and greetings to you. I am delighted to become your minister. I hope you'll feel free to call upon me in any way you wish or see fit. It's been my joy, as some of you know, to serve this congregation in my 22nd year here. They're a great bunch of people, I can tell you that, and we are very glad to have you become a part of them. I'm going to ask you to turn around now and face the congregation. I'm going to just do a little bit of introducing here, and you guys can talk to them during coffee. I'll get to know them a little better. Over here, Bob and Carol Wagner live in Nashua. They have sons, Joshua and Caleb. Jonah, and I always do that. I am going to, it even says Jonah right here. Think quail, right? I'm always told that. All right. Well, they grew up on Long Island. They moved to Nashua 16 years ago. David founded Metabolic Solutions, a company that works with pharmaceutical companies and physicians. David's involved in scouting. He's taking a troop on a trip to the Grand Canyon just a little later this month. Carol works at PMA, Presentation of Mary Academy, as a teacher. Likes outdoor activities like tennis, biking, snowshoeing, cross-country skiing. You guys hooked up with Fred yet? Okay, yeah, you have. Okay, good. Bob Coulter, on the other end, moved to Nashua, lived in Henniker for a number of years in a 250-year-old colonial house. First, I thought it said for 250 years. I thought, that can't be right. He's an electrical engineer, has a daughter, Lindsay, who's studying graphic design and advertising at a school in California. Bob was going through some life changes when he discovered an ad for this church in Hippo magazine. So it plays to advertise. Bob, welcome. Next to Bob is Nancy Sigalas, a retired speech pathologist living here in Nashua. Enjoys quilting, sewing, fly fishing, and her two grandchildren, ages 3 and 4. Not only does it help to advertise, it helps to talk about our church, because Nancy found us through some good words from Pam Swirsky, who said you should come and attend here, and realize that this church filled a place for her that had been missing in her life. She's already joined a covenant group and is part of the Food for Thought program. So Nancy, welcome to you. Next to Nancy is Chris Davidson. She lives here in Nashua with her 6-year-old daughter, Gwen. She's been coming to our church off and on for the past 10 years. It was her father, Stuart Davidson, who introduced her to Unitarian Universalist. Hey, Stuart, you're here as well this morning. Thank you. It also helped to put a good word in with the family. See, we're getting it from all over the place here. Hippo magazine, friends, family, we all got to do our part here. Chris's vocation is marketing and graphic design. Enjoys biking, horseback riding when she has a chance to do that. Chris, it's good to have you with us. Next to Chris is Brian and Jennifer Connor. They live in Windham. Brian is looking for work in marketing, if you know of any leads there. Jennifer is a sales manager, both very enthusiastic outdoor people. Share their home with Oslo, a boxer. I assume that's a dog. All right. Have been looking for a church that reflects. Yeah, all right. A lot of kids that goes around putting down. Okay, all right. But Brian and Jennifer, welcome. It's a joy to welcome all of you, and I'm going to ask you and the congregation to join with me. If you will please stand and look at the insert into your order of service. Those who are members, I invite you to join with me as we welcome our new members, as we say together, as members of the Unitarian Universalist Church of Nashua, we welcome you to be a part of our life, in worship, in fellowship, in learning, and in encouraging. We ask you to join with us in maintaining a liberal religious presence in the community. We are delighted that you are with us. May we grow together in love, seek the truth and freedom, and serve the needs of one another in our larger community.
You may be seated, but you guys don't get to leave just yet.
I invite each of our new members to sign our membership book and be welcomed by our congregation president, Lori Goodman, our membership coordinator, Sherry Woolsey. I'll be delighted to join in the welcoming as well. Sign, please.
Extend a very special welcome to our